No matter what you lose, no matter who you lose, there's one thing that you can't lose, and that's yourself. I see so many people lose themselves, give up on themselves because of other people. Listen to me. Don't give up on you because they gave up on you. You hear me? Don't stop believing in you because they stopped believing in you. Don't let what they think influence what you know. It doesn't matter how many people quit on you. You hear me? It doesn't matter. What's important is that you don't quit on you. The key to your journey is to never let how they feel about you change how you feel about yourself. They don't walk in your shoes, so stop giving their opinions the power to direct your path.
Embrace your life. It's pain. It's sorrow. It's adversity. And I think that one of the things you realize as you get older is there's going to be bad days, there's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it because that pain is what makes you stronger. Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
This world don't owe you nothing. People don't have to support you. People don't have to believe in you. People don't have to give you opportunities. People don't have to give you a thing. Stop thinking just because you think you deserve it, people are going to reward it. Just because you feel entitled to it, people are going to give it. It don't work like that. What works is you putting in the work. Don't waste your life waiting on somebody to make it happen for your life. If you want something to happen for your life, you got to make it happen. Understand, ain't nobody gonna do for you what you won't do for yourself. Create the opportunities that they won't give you. Build your own platform so you won't have to depend on theirs. Become so great at what you do that the tables turn. They need you way more than you need them. Listen, stop complaining about what people aren't doing for your life and start focusing on what you can do for yourself. Because to be real about it, that's how you're gonna make something happen for your life. There's a reason why your vision is yours, not theirs. Nobody is gonna care about it or see it like you do.
I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
All ideas don't work unless you do the work. Just remember this. Life is really short, okay? Today's a miracle. You'll never get this day again in your life.
You want it, and you're gonna go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy. When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. So yes, I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation. The next thing that is important is that expect things to get better for you, because they are. See, life is cyclic. You're not, whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Not to stay, just to pass. It's just going through.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it won't be easy. It will be hard, because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Stand up, dig in, line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger.
you won't be knocked out. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes. But you have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself.
Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist.
You will never get rid of fear, so don't think that courage is the absence of fear. If you have no fear, it's not a courage issue, it's a mental issue, okay? We all have fears. The second thing I want you to know about courage is the fact that nothing is ever accomplished unless you do something. And courage gives you the power to do something. Courage gets you up, gets you walking, gets you started.
Step aggressively towards your fear. And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions. So many questions. How do you get to the gym every day? You step. You go. How do you change your diet? You step. You go. How do you overcome fear of failure or fear of success or fear of fear itself? You step. And how do you face the fear of the unknown? Don't wait anymore. Don't think anymore. Don't plan anymore. Don't contemplate anymore. Don't make any more excuses or justifications. Don't rationalize anything else. No, no, and no. Instead, be aggressive. Take action now. People want to know how to stop the laziness, and they want to know how to stop the procrastination. And, you know, they have some idea in their head, you know, some kind of a vision of what they want to do. But they don't know where to start. They don't know where to start it, you know? They don't know where to start. And so they say, hey, where do I start? And when's the best time to start? And I have a very simple answer for that. Here and now. That's it. You want to improve? You want to get better? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet? You want to start a business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or put together some mobile application? Where do you start? You start right here. And when do you start? You start right now.
You just want the glory. You don't want to work on your marriage. You just want it to be good. You don't want to work. You don't want to work on yourself so you can make money. You just want to sit there and cry about it. You just want to sit there and moan about it. God say, you can cry as much as you want to cry. I ain't giving you good till you work. You can complain as much as you want to. You can go running high as much as you want to. I'm not giving you until you the prerequisite. Work. Cry if you must, but get your butt up and go to work. more than you want. Get your butt up and go to work.
If you're going through some hard times, you got to hold on to that fundamental quality of faith and hard work, because on the other side of those hard times is something better, is a better life.
You initiate the action aggressively. You go. Because the idea isn't going to execute itself. And the book isn't going to write itself. And the weights out in the gym, they're not going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. And that means you got to stop thinking about it and stop dreaming about it and stop researching every aspect of it and reading all about it and debating the pros and cons of it. Just start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it.
Life is not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it.
What is it about failure? What is the common denominator of failure? How does failure happen? So, if you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change.
If you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life, you've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration that this is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy. When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out.
Failure teaches you things that you don't learn from success. I think failure gives you an opportunity for self-examination. It also gives you a feeling that is very uncomfortable. And that very uncomfortable feeling helps you grow. Don't look at these failures as like proof that you suck. Look at them as opportunities for growth. Look at them as opportunities to be motivated to do better.
So guess what? Stop talking about you're a victim and start acting like a victor. You gotta stop talking like you're a victim. You gotta stop talking about what happens to you, and you gotta start talking about what you do. Now, if you want to reach a certain level of success, you gotta understand that life is not about what happens to good people. Success is about what good people do in difficult situations. You're not a victim, you're a victor, and you do something about your situation. You need to stop crying over spilled milk, and you need to look at where you are, and you need to put a plan of action together and say, how am I going to handle this difficulty?
If you don't own something, you're not the boss. You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. You must be the master of your own kingdom.
The following are true stories. May 26, 2003, Aaron Ralston was hiking. A boulder fell on his right hand. He waited 4 days. Then he amputated his own arm with a pocket knife. On New Year's Eve, a woman was bungee jumping in Zimbabwe. The cord broke. She then fell into a river and had to swim back to land in crocodile-infested waters with a broken collarbone. The most amazing part of these stories is when asked about the experience, they all smiled, shrugged, and said, I guess things could have been worse. When your day is a museum of disappointments hanging from events that were outside of your control. When you find yourself flailing in an ocean of why is this happening to me? See, muscle is created by repeatedly lifting things that have been designed to weigh us down. So when your shoulders feel heavy, stand. stand up straight, lift your chin, hell, call it exercise. Remember that life is a gym membership with a really complicated cancellation policy. Every year, 2 million people die of dehydration, so it doesn't matter if the glass is half full or half empty, there's water in the cup. Drink that shit and stop complaining. Remember that you will survive. Remember, things could be worse. Remember, we are never, ever given anything that we can't handle. When the world crumbles around you, you have to look at the wreckage and then build a new one out of all the pieces that are still here. Remember, you are still here. The human heart beats approximately 4,000 times per hour, and each pulse, each throb, each palpitation is a trophy engraved with the words, "You are still alive. You are still alive. Act like it."
All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life, or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, "I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. I don't care how good you are, I don't care how talented you are, I don't care how much you work on yourself, there are some times when things aren't going to go right. They just are not going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. Why? I don't know why. That's called life. And you have to deal with it. It's not going to be easy. When you want to change, it's not easy. If it were in fact easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. So yes, I'm going to turn this situation around. I'm not going to sit back and moan and cry over what happened and what went wrong and who did what. I'm going to do something about this situation. Expect things to get better for you, because they are. See, life is cyclic. You're not, whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass.
Life isn't meant for you to always be happy. It's meant for you to go through things. It's meant for you to evolve and elevate yourself as a person. Things that happen bad in your life are not who you are. It's the reaction to those bad things that really makes you who you are. Can you be relied upon in a crisis? When things don't look good, who are you inside, really? Yes, there are things in life that will have you down, may have you stressed and depressed, but don't let them keep you there. Those are the moments who make us really who we are. You have to see the life that you want. You have to believe that you can be something that you're not right now. You can be better, you can do better. No, you may have not made the best decisions in life, but you can't live in regret. Pain isn't always bad. Sometimes it's good. Because you remember that pain and that hurt, and it pushes you to be great. There's times when you think, is there anything that can justify as to why I'm always going through something hard? Sometimes nothing ever makes sense that you're going through. I'm going through hurt, I'm going through pain, there's death in my family, there's sickness everywhere. But I tell you what, you can't throw in the towel. You can't give up. It just means it's time for you to fight harder. It's time for you to stand taller. Lift your head to the sky and say, "I will overcome this. I will fight back." There's always something good that can come from bad. Why would you live a life with a negative mindset, with a negative attitude, when this life is great and you can become someone great just by the way you think, act, or react to things that happen? Everybody fundamentally has the same reality that you have, but we all don't react the same to things that happen to us. Deep down inside, there's greatness. Each and every one of us. It depends on you if you find that greatness. But I tell you what, it's inside of you.
We've all heard the saying, no pain, no gain. Sometimes we look at pieces in our lives that don't make sense. And that piece that's painful doesn't look like it makes any sense. When everything comes together, it will fit perfectly into place. The key is what we do in our times of pain. Pain will change us. Loss, disappointments, they don't leave us the same. You'll get through it, but you will be different. Now, how the pain changes you is up to you. You can come out bitter, or you can come out better. You can come out defeated, giving up on your dreams, or you can come out with a new passion, a new fire, excited about the new opportunities in front of you. All of us experience pain. My challenge, don't just go through it, grow through it. That difficulty is an opportunity to get stronger, to develop character, to gain new confidence. Anybody can give up. Anybody can let it overwhelm you. But you know what that's doing? Wasting your pain. That pain is not there to stop you. It's there to prepare you, to increase you, to develop you.
The purpose in this life is to fail. But it's not just to fail. It's to fail and overcome the obstacle that made you fall. That means get back up right now. If you're down in a rut, if you're hurting, if you've been betrayed, if you've been fired, if you failed a test, if your marriage ended in a divorce, if you lost a child or a loved one, now is the time for you to get back up on your feet and go fight life again. This world isn't going to care to you, so you must give all you have in order for you to live a happy life. Yes, we have those ups and downs, but in the end, your success, your happiness, your greatness comes from within.
You might be down, but down is not your destiny. There is a resurrection coming to your dream, to your life, to your call, to your purpose.
The secret of every winner, whether it's winning in business, winning in sports, winning at love, winning in relationships, winning financially, spiritually, or any other way, the secret of every single winner is one word. It is the word resilience. Resilience. It is the ability to bounce back. Why? Because everybody goes through tough times. Everybody has failures. Everybody has flops. Nobody goes through life with unbroken success. Nobody goes through life with no problems. Nobody goes through life with it just a breeze and everything's handed to them. There are problems, pains, pressures, difficulties in everybody's life. And the difference between winners and losers is that winners get back up. It's the only difference. The only difference between a winner and a loser is resiliency. Losers stay down.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The difference between successful people and not successful people,
okay,
let's call it that
sure
way, are people give up. People wake up every morning, they have doubt, they have fear, they lose in a Ferrari race or they lose in a race, and then they just give up. The hardest thing in life to learn is to lose. Winning's easy. You win, you're happy, you get a high five, your friends are happy. It's your ability to take a loss, get up the next day, dust yourself off, and keep going.
If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
There are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you got to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going. I want to ask you, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe in yourself? Are you going to believe everybody else's judgment on you? Are you going to believe people when they say that you're a failure? Well, no one really likes you. No one really cares about you. And it's not really to say that, hey, you need someone to come up and say, hey, really, I like you. I care about you. No, it's not that. But it's the fact that people put you down. People don't even look you in the eye. People ask you how you are and you say fine, but you're not fine. And they'll know. They'll never know that. I tell you, life is interesting. Life's a journey. You can only take one step at a time. I don't care how big your step is. It's only one step at a time. You can't do two steps in one. You see, I will try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up.
Everything happens for a reason. And we hear this quite often, that whatever happens to us, good or bad, we say that, oh, you know what, everything happens for a reason, so relax. But let's say it again. Everything happens for a reason. Whatever it is, good or bad, maybe it's not about our own plans, but it happens for a reason. And when we say everything, we cannot pick and choose. There are some incidents in life that happen to you. They probably break you physically, they deform you physically, but they transform your soul. And all that happens because God wants you to become the best version of you. Incidents happen because life happens. But sometimes we are too busy expecting all the ease and comfort from life. And when some adversity comes, we wonder why this is happening to us.
That all spirituality is about relieving suffering.
It's a beautiful thing to remember always that we are living a beautiful life that we always complain about. But someone somewhere in a hospital bed is dreaming to live a life that we are. So whatever you have in your life, all the miseries and sorrows, just embrace it with all your heart and soul. Always remember that you are blessed. You have so much to be grateful for, and gratitude.
Discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you. about treating people the way you would want to be treated. And doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. Discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path. The easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can see like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it will put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness.
Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever. Awesome.
About being stronger and faster and bigger and tougher. I'm always talking about you gotta be smarter too, no doubt about it. You know, the success I've had for my life is zero of it. Just about zero of it compared to anything physical or being tough. Now, there is a mental toughness that does help you when you are doing intellectual things. I mean, I can force myself to do some intellectual goals or some intellectual challenges that tough isn't the best word, but if I wasn't mentally tough, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. I'm addicted to one more. And so I want your mantra going forward to be one more. What does that look like if we're working out? That means when we're in the gym and we say, I'm going to do 5 sets of 10, I'm crazy. Like, I'm a psycho because I want to win. I want to be somebody. I want to separate. I want to compete. And the way I do that isn't with my giftedness, because I wasn't born with a bunch of gifts, and I think gifts are crap. I think for the most part, gifted people struggle in life because things come easy to them. I like the things that haven't come easy for me in my life. I like that I have natural talents in every area. And maybe you like that about you too. Maybe you've looked at yourself all your life and thought, man, I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. And so at the gym, one of the things I focus on, they say it's 5 sets of 10. When I'm at 10, I go one more, bam, 11. If I'm running on the treadmill and it's a 45-minute run, I never finish at 45. I always go one more minute, 46. If I'm at the office and I'm supposed to make 25 phone calls that day, when I'm at the end of the day, I always do one more. If I've got meetings, I always do one more. In other words, this is what I want you to understand. When you're laser obsessed focused, your obsession distracts you from what you're currently doing. distracted from it. This is so important. You right now can test whether it's your obsession with whether it distracts you constantly. The first thing you think of when you wake up, last thing before you go to bed. When you have a big laugh, it comes up. When you cry, it comes up. When you're watching TV, it comes up. When you're doing your regular job, but it's your side hustle, it comes up. You can't stop thinking about it. It distracts you from the rest of your life. That's what an obsession does. When it's not really your obsession, the rest of your life distracts you from it. And so the it in your life is so important. But there's all these things that distract us.